Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mandala Art Meditations. I am Maureen Frank, your host for this weekly meditation radio show, where what I will do is guide us in a 10-minute guided meditation, and at the end of this meditation, which will also coincide with the end of the show, then you're free to go off and create a mandala to represent what you experienced. Or if you want to try something different, you can journal, anything that you can do to express what you experienced during this meditation. The idea for this mandala art meditation is to go on this journey of self-discovery and to advance in our own spiritual growth. And the way this will work, at least for the first 70 shows, which is a year and a half, I've decided to work with the tarot and pick a tarot card for each week. Today's card that was pulled was Three of Swords, and in essence, it talks about endings. And so what I would like you to do is to get yourself comfortable. Hopefully you're in a quiet space. And as I lead us in this guided meditation, I tend to be very visual in my descriptions, and you're welcome to follow along in the visualizations, or if you so choose, you can go with how it senses to you. If you're more into how does it feel in your body, if you sense colors, feelings, emotions, thoughts, whatever, just let it go wherever it needs to go. So you can follow along with the visuals I am providing, or you can just go with whatever visualizations or sensations come up to you. There is whatever feels right to you, that's what works best for you. So let's start by being present in our bodies. Where are we in this moment? Are we seated, laying down? Just be in your body. What is supporting our bodies? Feel the joints, feel the skin, feel your heart beating. Be aware of all the sensations in your body. And, of course, breathe. The ultimate way of being back and present into our bodies. Take another deep breath. And on the exhale, release any tensions and allow yourself to just be fully present in this moment, listening to my voice. Focus on your heart, the area of your heart, and sense or see or feel it being filled with this beautiful, bright, white light. Let it open your heart. It is safe to do so in this moment. And bring into your awareness your higher self, that part of you that is connected to all that is your go-to part of yourself that has all the answers. Our higher self is always with us. We are the ones that tend to disconnect. And so for this time frame, allow yourself to be fully connected with your higher self. On today's journey, we will be looking at endings. What does that mean, endings? Oftentimes, we put them off or try to avoid them, usually because they bring with it sorrow and grief and pain what we fail to realize is that the longer we put off facing these endings, pain, sorrow, and grief, we actually create more pain and suffering. While if we allow ourselves to be present in the endings, in the sorrow, in the grief, in the pain, to fully open our hearts to this, that we actually go through it and become all the wiser. So the scene that comes to mind as I think about this idea of endings is I see myself on this cliff. It actually looks like reminds me of the Grand Canyon, being on the rim of the Grand Canyon and seeing before me this vast, beautiful canyon, and I can see across to the other side. And when I look off to the west, I see a sun that's partially set. It's on its way down. The colors that radiate off of this sun are just spectacular. And there are just enough clouds in the sky that the sun creates these beautiful colors of purples and pinks and oranges and reds and yellows, with traces of blue from the blue sky. As I stare at this sunset as best I can, or at least the effects of the sunset, I want this moment to stay as long as it possibly can. And yet the more I watch, the more I realize the sun keeps moving. It keeps going down. It is me that's wanting it to stay. Its natural progression is to go down, to go beneath the surface. And with this idea of the sun setting, take a look within your own life, within your own circumstances. What areas in your life are you holding on to instead of releasing? What needs to end? Could it be a particular behavior, a pattern, old habits? Are there possessions that you're holding on to, thinking that if you let go of it means that you let go of the memory of a person that gave it to you, when in reality we've assigned that memory to the object. The object itself is neutral. We may be afraid we'll forget. It'll always be in our hearts, that person, that moment. Is the ending maybe a little bit more dramatic and bigger? Is it a job that no longer serves? Is it a relationship? Maybe it's time to move on to a new location. When we face the truth about this, about what we are afraid to face, afraid of the pain, afraid of the sorrow, when we really go in and open our hearts, we're actually opening our hearts, because when we close our heart off to the pain, our heart is non-discriminate. When we close the heart, they close the heart to everything. So it, along with preventing the pain from coming forward, it also prevents the joy. Breathe into that for a moment. So begin by opening your heart and allowing ourselves to feel whatever that is, to allow ourselves to feel all of it. Allowing ourselves to go through it, feel it. For some of us, it may be bringing up old memories isn't that funny? even my body is cooperating in this process. Bring up old memories that we have long since locked away because of whatever pain it may have given us. Know that when we bring this up, this pain also has a message for us. And the way to access that message is to actually go into it. And so as we start to wind down on this meditation and our session today, allow yourself to be open to the possibilities. Allow yourself to go into those places in your heart that you have closed off, that we have closed off, for fear of whatever it may bring us. Knowing that really the fear is something that we created, it's an illusion that we allowed to put in place, thinking it would protect us. And reality is allowing us to live an unfulfilled life, fully engaged, wholehearted. When we allow ourselves to be with the pain of it, the grief of it, letting go, that is where the transformation comes. That is where we grow, and that is where we expand, and that is when new opportunities. For when we go with the idea of the sunset, we also know if we wait just long enough, the sun comes back around on the other side in a beautiful sunrise, welcoming us to a new day, a new time, a new way of being. Leading us to happier, joyful times. Ah, take a deep breath. Be present with this. As I said in the beginning, as part of this process, when I close out this show in another minute and a half, process what came through. You can do it as a journal. You can pull out a piece of paper, draw a circle, put down on the paper whatever comes to mind. If a particular color comes up, put that color down. If you saw an image, as best you can, draw that shape or that image. Process this meditation in a visual way or by journaling. Or talking, that helps you. Or go into your own meditation. And it may be that you process this a little bit at a time during the week. However it helps you to go through this in a joyful way, that's the way that works best for you. As part of my process of working through this, I will be creating a mandala and posting it on my mandalareadings.com blog site under the Universal Readings. I will post the mandala that I created and all the insights that came through for me. I would love it if you would share what your experience was. I will allow commenting on that particular blog post. I hope this meditation was of help to you. May you experience many blessings throughout the week. And I look forward to being with you again next time. Bye.